If you have it there, you have Dafyud Bezim and Aleph, you're on top. Iboilu, I have a question like this. What's going to be Nisochim Haboyim Bifnei Atzmon? Let's say they bring the Sochim, that means they just bring the wine. They pour the wine on top of the Mizbeach, it comes by itself. Usually the Nisochim is a chayv to bring by a lot of Kabonis. All the Kabonis are the Korban Atomid, you have to bring the Sochim with the Korban. Let's say you do not bring the Korban itself, you only bring in the Nisochim by itself. Rashi says the case is we brought the Korban yesterday, and you can bring the Nisochim the next day, or even in 10 days from now. So when you bring the Nisochim by themselves, Tunim Shira or Yain Tunim Shira, the Levium have to sing then, with the Kalim, with the Ped, they have to sing, say Shira then or not. Usually, by a regular Korban, when you bring the Korban and then you bring the Nisochim, the Levium have a mitzvah to have Shira. They have to sing along. So maybe that's only with the Korban, but just in the Nisochim by itself is the Shaila. What's the Shaila? Kivan the Yom Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Om Rav Yenison. That Minayin, how do I know to say? Sheinayim Rim Shira El Alayayin, that we only say Shira by wine. That was more before, we dashed a lot of Psukim, that Prasuk and Shaiftin, Chdalti, that we say Shira on wine. If so, I'm reading here also, since there's a mitzvah of Nisach Hayayin, they used to pour the wine on top of the Mizbeach. So if so, there's this Indian to say Shir also. Or Duma, maybe no. Al Achilu Shti Yamrinan. Maybe you have to have an Achilu means you have to have a Korban there also. You have to be burning the Korban. And then when you pour the wine on the Mizbeach, that's when you have the Shira. But Ashti Yaluchuda Lo Yamrinan. But maybe on Shti, on drinking by itself, just the wine, maybe then there's no mitzvah of Shira. So that's the Shaila. Rashi says Achilu Shti means Korban and Nesachim. Maybe you have to have both together. Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. It says what? That Rabbi Yosi said before that Megalgalim Schus L'Yom Zakai, we make something good for a good day and something bad for a bad day. So the question was, Hai Shira, over there it says, by the day come out, they were the Churban Habayis, the Churban of the Migdash, they were saying Shira. So the question is, Hai Shira, my ability. What were they singing Shira then? You let me, if you want to tell me the year last Chayva, like that was on Tisha B'Av, the day of the Churban Habayis. So you want to tell me on that day the Shira they said was the Chayvos from the Korban Elul, the Korban Atomid they brought. So the question is, Mihevei, was there a Korban Atomid anymore? The Shivos of Atomid, Botla Atomid, that year, on Shivos of Atomid, they stopped having the Korban Atomid. Like the Goyim surrounded already Yerushalayim, and they couldn't bring any Korbanos, any animals inside. So they stopped having enough animals, Kvosim, to bring the Korban Atomid from Shivos of Atomid. So from by Tisha B'Av, they didn't have the Korban anymore. The Yelah maybe, the Yelah's Nedova, maybe the Pshat is that somebody's son happened to have a Ben Bok or a Korban there to be brought for a Nedova. And that's what they were saying, the Shiva. Samura says, no, V'atoni Rav Mori Bered Rav Kano, the Loi Tzricho, that we said before, no, that on Yelah's Nedova, you don't have to have Shiva. Shiva only comes on Yelah's Chayva, when there's a Chayv to bring it, or Kvula and Zman. But something you can bring any time you want, Bechlal doesn't have a chiyuv to have Shira. So the question is, how were they saying Shira there on that Tisha B'Av? They had no Korban. And Allah, isn't the Pshat in the Sochim? That even though they didn't have the Korban Atomid, but they had the Sochim, they were pouring wine on the Mizbeach. So you have a Raya that when you just pour the wine alone, even without a Korban, still there's a mitzvah to say Shira. Samar says, no, there is no proof. Omar Rova, Rova says, Vitema Ravashi. Vitizbra, this is a good reasoning, Shira Diyoima. That day we had before was Yom Rishon. So it was Mitzvah Shabbos when the Churban Habayis took place. Tisha B'Av came out on Sunday, on Yom Rishon. So Shira Diyoima really should have been Lashem or some Loya. Like we say, Yom Rishon, that's the Shir Levim saying was Lashem or some Loya. So it says before in the Gemara, they were saying the capital of Vayoshev Alei Mesoinim B'Shira Diyabo B'Shabahu. Like how come they were singing the Shira that goes to Wednesday, goes to Yom Revi'i? They were singing the Mizmor of Yashav Alei Nesainim. So anyway, Takasha, they were saying like the wrong Shira. Elo, the answer is, I love the Yamo, the Nofla, the Pamayu. They were stam singing Shira, not the Torah, the Mitzvah Shira, because of the Nesachim, but stam, Levim, stam, they were singing Shira then. It's interesting, even though it was almost Tishra, the day of the Churban Habayis, but right before the Churban, they were saying Shira to Hashem. For the more noble, they were standing on the right places where they're supposed to when they say Shira. So mashm was a real mitzvah shiva they were saying then, not just time they decided to sing something. So Marin says, could it Rosh Lakish? The Yom Rosh Lakish says, Oyim Shiva Shlai Ala Korban. If Levium wanted to, they could say shiva without a korban, like they could say shiva anytime they want. So they also not a stand on Duchonim. So within that Tishbah, what they sang, they were not singing Al Sechayva, because the Nesachim without a korban. Could be no, could be Nesachim without a korban. You have no chiv to have shiva. They were stam singing stam shiva. So the question is, if that's the shiva, that's the halacha, that they could stam sing a shiva even without a korban, yochi, but Nesachim nami leima. So what's your question then? If you say you could say shiva without a korban altogether, so say shiva just with the Nesachim alone. What's the shaila? Why shouldn't you be able to say shiva? You can tell me you can say shiva anytime you want. So what's the shaila? You shouldn't be able to say shiva when you bring the Nesachim without a korban. So Mara says true, but the answer here is nofeg minei churba. Something bad would come out means midrabbonim. There's a sfora to say they should say not to do it. Rashi says the yosla meimor ki eichid in Nesachim aboyim efniyatzman rishus. People think that if they would say the shiva when they bring the Nesachim by itself. And you're telling me now, maybe the pshat is you're not mechuyiv to, but it's reshus, if you want to, you're allowed to. See, if you're allowed to, and you could do it, people make mistakes and say that Nesachim aboyim min ha-korban ami reshus. They say that when you bring the Nesachim with a regular korban, that's also only your reshus. There's a permission, if you want, you could say shira, and if not, they won't know there's a real chiv. If so, that's as far to say that the Rabbanan told you not to say shira. Therefore, from here you have no proof that it could be the din is that the Nesachim by itself is not mechuyiv to have shira, and if you're not mechuyiv to have shira, that's a swear the Rabbanan should say not to do it. Therefore, we have no proof on the shaila. It's a good shaila if you could say shira even though you do not have a korban just with the Nesachim by itself. Now the Gemara says gufa. What we have before in the daf before that Rabbi Yosi said, Megalgalin Schus Liyom Zakei, we cause something good to a Yom Zakei. Rashi says, Zakel Yom Zakei, Rashi before said, and he goes on, Schus Liyom Zakei means, Benisa Nigulu, Benisa Sidon Ligoyal. Just like Nisan first took place, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, for the Nimes Hashem, Yom Mashiach will also be, the Gula Shtem will also come in Nisan. That's called Megalgalin Schus Liyom Zakei, and who Adin Chayva Liyom Chayva. Means on Tisha B'Av, the Klal Yisrael at that time cried, they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, so Hashem paid them back and gave them the Zechur Ben Abayis on Tisha B'Av. And then the B'Yis Yisrael in the price before was that for Rishayna, the first Churban of the Beis HaMikdash was B'Moitzoy Shvius. It was like after Shemitah, like on the first year right after Shemitah. So the question is that true? Mi Mishkachas Lo could come out that the Churban of the Bayis took place on the first year of Shemitah, like Moitzoy Shemitah. Is that true? Mi Mishkachas Lo Ivoksiv, the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, B'Yeshrim V'Chom Eishono, it was the 25th year, L'Golusenu, that we went into Golus. Rashi says it means Golus Yehoyochin. The Golus of Yehoyochin V'Acherash Ramaskev Yecheskel V'Yecheskel Hoyisham. Hoyimon Yecheskel was with them, with Yehoyochin. It says the 25th year of the Golasenu. Now, Barosh HaShonah, B'Yeshla was Rosh HaShonah, and B'Yechla Chodesh, the 10th day, that means Yom Kippur. B'Yarba also Shonah, Achar Asher Huksoir. It was 14 years after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Huksoir, the Yerushalayim was captured. So that's what happened. So, Ezeo HiShonah, which year is it? Sher Rosh HaShonah, B'Yeshla Chodesh, that the Rosh Hashanah comes out on Yom Kippur. Have Yom is the Yovel? That's Yovel. Rashi says Yovel, that's Rosh Hashanah Shalom B'Yom HaKippurim. It's Rosh Hashanah, the din of Yovel is Chal on Yom Kippur. The Toikin Bez, the Meshefer, Bez used to blow on the Shefer then, for the Torah Ma'avodim, the Avodim will be free to the house. The Sod is Chosim Lebalayim, the Yoz Miris, she Yovel, then we'll see it's Yovel. Alma Shnas HaYovel, who Bishnas Yudalid, the Churban Abayis comes out that the Shnas HaYovel was the 14th year from the Churban Abayis. And Rashi's the Havamina now is also Gesav Rav the Bahadi Shos of the Churban Kamar, including the year of the Churban itself. The Yovel Hu LiYoylam B'Moitzoy Shvius. Yovel itself was always the 50th year, the year after Shemitah. The Shnas Mem Teshviusi, like the 49th year, that's Shemitah, and then the 50th year is Yovel. So So Kitzur, what the Pasuk says here, that again, it was the 25th year of the Golasenu from the time they left Yehoyachin, and now it was a Rosh Hashanah, the Eslachon, I mean, it was a Yovel year, which this Yovel year was 14 years after the Churban HaBayis. Now, if you can tell me and think, that the Chad B'Shvua Choriv, that the Churban HaBayis took place on the Moitzoy Shemitah, meaning the first year of the new Shemitah, is so, Mechad B'Shvua Lechad B'Shvua Timnet, from the first year to the next first year is 8 years later. It's 7 years, like from one to number eight is eight. 8 years. Now, Lechad B'Shvua Achrina, until the end of the next Shemitah, until the beginning, was Chomish Esrin Hevin, it was 15 years. Sadi told me it was only 14 years, the Chur should be 15 years. Like how come it says here, if it was 14 years after the Churban, and this here was what was on Yovel. So if you're telling me now that the Shemitah, that the Churban took place on Moitzoi, so then the Yovel should be the 15th year, not the 14th year. So my answer is, Omravino b'yabos shono acha shono shuk's year. It means to say we're not including in this Cheshbon the year of the Churban HaBayis. It means it's 14 years later after that year. So from number 2 to number 15, that's 14 years. So the year after the year of the Churban HaBayis HaMikdash, now we're 14 years later. Fred Gemori Yochi, so the Yeshchum of the Chomishon wanted to say it was the 25th year now of the Golis, the Chur Eshchum Vesheshav, it should have been the 26th year of the Golis. The Yom HaMarkos, we learn like this, Golu Bashiva, there was a Golis of 7 years. Rashi says Golu Bashiva means Beshona Shiviyas Lekibush Yochum. From the 7th year that Yochum took over Yerushalayim, there was a Golus to how to leave Yerushalayim. That's called Golu B'Sheva, and Golu B'Shemayna was Golu at 8th year old. So Rashi says, Kleima, Shoysa Golus Hoysa Bashona Shminas Lamarchus Nebuchadnezzar. It was the 8th year of the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar. The Shona Shni Lamarchusa Kivish Yochum, because the second year, like the year after Nebuchadnezzar became Melech, that's when Yochum took over Yerushalayim, and he stayed there for 7 years. And the 7th year that after Yochum took over Yerushalayim, he was also thrown out of Yerushalayim, which was really the 8th year of the Malchus Nebuchadnezzar. Now, the Yudches Golu, there was also a Golus on Yudches. Rashi says in Tzidkio, that was with Tzidkio, for Yehoisa Chorvas Yerushalayim. That's the year when Yerushalayim was Chorv. That was 18 years later. After Yochum took over Yerushalayim, the Yosef Shnas Yudches LaKibushachm was the 18th year that Yochum took over Yerushalayim. 18 years later was the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. The Shnas that was really the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar to be Melech. Yeah, so 19 years after Nebuchadnezzar became Melech, that's when there was the Churban HaBayis. Now, yeah. That's called Golub Yudches and Golub Yutes. Now Mishev from 7, the Yatimnesor until 18, Chatzor it's 11 years, and then the Chomesh Esrim with 15, that's Esrim Vesheshu, should be 26th year. So what does it say now is 25 years after that Golis, it should 11 and 15 should be 26th year. It's not the 25th. So Morin says on Moloch Ravina, Ulvidoch, even according to your Cheshbin, Minicha, does it come out good? Michti, let's see. It says, Golu namni betisha sara. The Golus was the 19th year. Rashi Sagal died of the Haidim Mataritz. The Morris thought now the answer was there were Gimel Golius. The other Tony Goli, because if you test, there were two different Golius. So you want to say that in exile, the 19th year, so what? Golu namni betisha esrei with the 19th year. So let's see. Mishev from 7. Via Tishasur until 19 is Tapisori. There are 12 years now. Via Vesori and 14 years, so you have 12 and 14 is Esrim Vesheshavin. It also should be 26 years. So the Cheshbon also doesn't come out good. How does it say 25? It should be 26. Elamayis Lachemim. What do you have to answer over here? Elamayis Lachemim. What do you have to say that Levar Mishasa de Golibor? we're not including that first year they went into Golis. That year is not included. We're talking the years afterwards. If so, l'didinami, to my cheshbinosa, I'll tell you, levar mishisa to Golubo. It's after the 6 years of Golubo, that's when we're counting. So therefore, it's only 25 years later. So Ms. Samaras' question, mikol makom shisaser, it's 19. Mikol makom shisaser l'ravina kasha, to Ravina to kasha, where do you have the 19th year? Like, where's the Golus of the 19? How do you have that? Mikol makom what shisaser l'ravina kasha. So my answer is, yeah. So my answer is, Misar, what, who told you Sholas Golias said where there were three different times of Golas? No, Golod b'sheva l'kibbutz Yochum. They first left Yerushalayim the seventh year after Yochum took over. She, which was Shemona Nebuchadnezzar, which was the eighth year of the kingdom of the Nebuchadnezzar. Now, Golo b'Shemayna Asar, when were they like thrown out of the, when was the Churban of Ayis like, when were they thrown out of Yerushalayim, they captured Yerushalayim and burnt it? That was the 18th year of the Kibush Yochum, the Kibush Yochum. She, which was Tisha Solu Nebuchadnezzar, which was the 19th year of the Nebuchadnezzar. So it's not three different times, it's only two times. There's one time, Stam, when Yochum was thrown out of Yerushalayim, and then there's like 18 years, which is, that was 7, which is 11 years later, when there was the Churban Abayis. That's when they burnt, that's when they took off Yerushalayim and burnt it. To Yom HaMar, because we learned like this, in Seder Olam we learned, Yom HaMar, Shona Rishona Kivis Ninveh. Like the first year, that was the year that Ninveh took over. That was called Shona Rishona. In the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, he conquered Ninveh, and it says there Shania, and the second year is all of the Kibush Yochum. On the seventh year, he took over and conquered Yochum. Yeah. So it's not really a Golus then, but call upon him that Kibush, the second year he took over Yochum, and that's called the first Golus. That's called the first Golus. That Yochum most likely came in Nevet to Nebuchadnezzar then. The kids, it wasn't three different times of Golus, it was only two times of Golus. Yeah. Now the Gemara said before, the Brice also said V'chein B'Shniyah. The same thing happened by the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. It was also happening at the same time. It also took place on Moitzoi Shvi'is. The same thing. So Gemara asked the question, V'chein said V'chein B'Shniyah V'chein B'Shniyah. So Gemara asked the question, V'Shniyah B'Moitzoi Shvi'is Mimishkachas Lo? Is it true what you're saying? Is it possible to come out that the second bayis was also chorav on Moitzoi Shvi'is, michti? Let's see. Bayis sheni kamo kom. How long was the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni? It was arba meya v'yesrim. It was 420 years. Now, in Mashma, they knew that the second bayis started by the beginning of a yovel. So now, arba meya, he's 400 years, was timna yovel. It was 8 yovels. If a yovel is 50 years, 8 times 50 is 400. So after 400 years of the bias, that was a yovel. Arbeisa, the next 14 years, that's Tereshua, it's 2 Shemitahs. Parshul Ushish left over with 6 years, that's how you have 420. 14 and 6 is 20. It's a Hevelay B'Shisha B'Shua. So it should come out that the Churban, the second bias, happened on the 6th year of Shemitah, not on Maitzoy Shemitah. So how does it come out? So the answer is no. To answer you, Hamani, this Brisa goes according to Rabbi Yosef was saying, is there Hamani Rabbi Yudi? He goes according to Rabbi Yudi Shita. The Yom Rabbi Yudi holds that Shnas Chamishim, the 50th year of Yovel. Yovel means you counted already 7 Shemitahs. You count 1 to 3. 7 is the one Shemitah. The next count 7 Shemitahs. And the 50th year is Yovel. So the Machlok is, how do you count the 50th year? Is it a year by itself called Yovel? And then the 51st year is the new Shemitah. Or no, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Shnas Chamishim Oilu Lakan Lakan. It's like a called Yovel, but it's also considered the first year of the next Shemitah. So really, it's not a Cheshbon of 50 years, it's really a Cheshbon only of 49 years. And so, like every 49 years, starts over again a new Shemitah. The 50th year, true, has a din of Yovel to it. There's a Lachalai Shemitah. But you don't count it as a new year by itself, it's the beginning of the next Shemitah, of the next Yovel. If so, I see Timno mitin the Yovli. From the 8 Yovels, we said over 400 years, you have another 8 years on the Cheshbon. If so, you have 8 years, Fahani Shis, and these other 6, because you have 14 years and 6, so you have 8 and 6, heavy Abbas, 8 and 6 is 14. Ishtachar comes out to the Moitsoi Shvi Yischorot, it's very good. There's another set of 7, another like 14, so it makes again the Moitsoi Shemitah, at the end of Shemitah, the end of the 7th year, that's when the Churban took place. So according to Yudu, it came out good. So Mor says, no, he Reb Yudu, if the Bryce Reb Yis is going according to Yudu Shitah, then Borishayna Lemeshkachas Lo, it won't come out that the first Churban Habayis took place on Moitsoi Shviyas. The Tani would learn like this, Sheva also Yovlois Manu Yisrael, 17 Yovlois, Klai Yisrael counted from the time Mishenichnus Lois when he came into Eretz Yisrael, V'yachi Yotzu until they had the Churban of the Bayis Arishan, till the end of the Churban of the first Bayis, they counted 17 Yovlois. Now V'yachi Yochalom, you can't tell me Mishenichnus Manu that they started to count Yovlois as soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael, because Shumata Mekani, if you say like that, Nimtzos Bayis Chor B'tchilas Yovel. The bayis should have been chorav on the beginning of Yovel, which means Rashi says on Yovel itself. And viyat moitza bar bos shon achar shehuk seir. You can't have either in the 14 years after of the churban. You won't have that either. You won't have either one of these two cheshbonos. You won't have. You're like we had before that the pasuk says the 14th year after the churban of bayis, that was Yovel. So this doesn't come out that the bayis was chorav on Yovel. So you can't have this next posik. But the posik there is mashma, the yatamotza, the yarabosa, shonacha, ashok's ear, which was yovel. So it won't come out as good cheshbin. Elo, when do we have to start counting yovel? Elo, tsei mehem, sheva shekirsha, the first 7 years, the Klai Yisrael fought to capture Eretz Yisrael, that's not included. The sheva shechuk, and in the next 7 years, they went to divide up Eretz Yisrael. So don't count those 14 years. You count after that. The Yatamoitzi come out, the Yabos Hashono, Achra Shuksir, then it come out good that the 14 years after the Churban Habayis was Yovel, like we had before. He's a Shono, we said that the Rosh Hashanah comes out on Yom Kippur, that's Yovel. So 14 years after the Churban Habayis was Yovel, because we first start counting it the first 14 years later after they came into Eretz Yisrael. So it's very good that the Churban Habayis, and then it was 14 years till the end of that Yovel. Now, the Reb Yudah, if the Brisa goes according to Reb Yudah, I see Shivsa, Mishivsa, you counted 17 Yovels, so there's another 17 years, but according to Reb Yudah, the Yovel is not accounting of 50 years, it's only 49 years. So you have another 17 years. If so, Shavi Yahani, put it on these, Heaven Lord B'tlosa B'Shavua. Like it should come out, and the Churban Habayis took place on the third year of Shemitah, not on Mitzvah Shavias. So it doesn't come out good according to Reb Yudah, the first Cheshbin. Mor says, no, maybe Hanu Shoni, the Yaglinu Sancheriv, those years that Sancheriv took us out, ruled over us, Ad Yossi Yimyo Adrino, to Yimyo came brought us back, like a Choshevlu, that's not on the Cheshbin, because those years we weren't allowed to plow, Rashi says, and plant anyway then. But since those 3 years we couldn't have plowed from until we returned, so those are not included. Like those 3 years of the 7 year cycle, those were not included. Therefore, maybe comes a good according to Reb Yudah. He boy said another pshat like this: No, Yerlum Rabbon. Really, we go according to Rabbonin's Cheshbon that Yovel is the 50th year, and the next Cheshbon starts the 51st year. His soul was a kasha on the second bayis. It shouldn't have been chorav on Mitzoy Shmit in Mitzoy Shmita. So the answer was v'chikatoni v'chein. That's what the price of Reb Yosi said. They said v'chein b'shniya. The same malachas applied to the churban of bayis Hasheni means ashara. It did not go on the loch of Moitzoi Shvius, it just went on the other things that he said. Ashar means on the other things that happened on Tisha B'Av, and it happened on Moitzoi Shabbos, that both the first and the second bayis was both Chorav on Tisha B'Av and Moitzoi Shabbos, but not to say it happened on Moitzoi Shemitah. And the Moses Hokun Amim studies for also, Hokun Amim Mistavro, because Dila Te'emoch, if not, can say like this. Misham Rosso, it says, Shal Yoyoruv Bishniya Mihevei. Like, if you want to tell me Vechein means everything that happened on the first bias happened by the second bias also, So it says by the first bias, the mishma, which kahanim are doing, they avoided then the shas the churbin. It was the mishma of Yoyorif, it says. So the question is, by the bias of Mikas Hashani, we didn't have the mishma of Yoyorif. So even though the bias before says b'chein, that's a proof to say it doesn't mean everything took place the same way, the second churbin and the first churbin. It only means that both happened on Mitzvah Shabbos and both happened on Tisha B'Av. But after the first one happened, the shas, the mishma of Yoyorif, the second one was not the same way. Because otherwise it's shver, but Tanya was done like this. Arba mishmoros olu min ha-goyla. Four mishmoros went up from the goyla. Rashi says that means by Bimei Ezra, b'shas the building the second bias. Who were these four? It was Yadiya, v'chorim, pashcha, v'imur. But not Yoyorif, he did not come up. Oma devim, shebein devim, between them, they got up. V'chokim, they divided up from these four mishpoches, Lechov Dalad Mishmoros, the 24 different Mishmoros. Bolom, they put them into one big pushka, like one big box. They mixed it up. Venostam Mechal, they put it into a box. Bo Yedaya, he picked out his name. Venota Chalka, Vechalka, Vechalka, he took four Mishmoros. Bo Chorim, Venota Chalka, Vechalka, 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 he also took him with six together. Vechain Pashkor, Vechain Imr. What do you hear? Vechain Pashkor, Vechain Imr. Yes, Kimu Nevim Shabneim, Shafilu Yoyoriv. Rosh Mishmoros Ola, that if he would come, Lo Yitcha Yedim Mekaymai, would not move Yedim Mekaymai. El Yedi, it could be Yorav Tofel, Loi. So you see clearly, Yorav had no Mishmor in the second bias. El Ashara, that we said that the same thing happened to the first bias, happened to the second bias, goes on Shara, other things, not on this. So in Echanami, so it's two different things. So the second bias, not have exactly what happened in the first bias. Therefore, there's no theory here. Goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the second bias is not exactly like the first bias. Only they both happen on Tisha B'Av and on Mitzvah Shabbos.